Many years ago, one of the 20th century's great Christian leaders, Peter Dynica, was immigrating to America on a long Atlantic voyage with only a few coins in his pocket. And when he got hungry, he reached into this little bag he'd brought with him to eat the same thing every meal, a few dry crusts of bread and some water. He was pretty hungry when his ship finally docked in New York, not to mention pretty sick of bread crusts. And that's when he realized something that he wished he'd understood at the beginning of the voyage. Three full meals a day were included in his fare. They were all included in the price of his ticket. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about all the good stuff you're missing. That young traveler had been living at a much lower level than he needed to live. He had no idea all the good things he'd gotten when he got his ticket. Well, when God looks at his children sailing through life, he sees a lot of us living the same way, underliving, not realizing how we could be living, and all the good stuff we got when we opened our lives to Jesus Christ. Biblical passages like Ephesians 3, beginning with verse 12, our word for today from the Word of God, they spell out what's included in your ticket. Paul writes, "In him," that's in Jesus, "and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Holy Spirit in your inner being." Okay, so there's supernatural inner strength that comes when Jesus comes in. Let me go on. "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to know this love that surpasses knowledge." Okay, so you got this indescribable love and security when you got Jesus. Then he goes on to say that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Listen, imagine all the resources of God himself downloadable by you. His wisdom for your questions. His power for your difficulties, his love for your lonely times, his peace for your troubled times. We don't have to live like these stressed out, strung out, weighed down people we often are. Dry bread crusts when we've got all the resources of God at our disposal. Wow. Those resources are accessed through serious prayer. And we underlive because we underpray. We overworry, we overwork, we get overwhelmed because we underpray. I mean, really pray. One model of prayer that moves heaven to your need is found in Acts 4, where the apostles have been threatened by the same Jewish leaders who engineered the death of Jesus. Well, the apostles' response? They gathered the believers together and they, quote, "raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord," they said, "you made the heaven and the earth and the sea." And then they go on to celebrate the fact that all that's happening is under God's sovereign power and will. Finally, after they focus only on the greatness of their God, they ask him for boldness and supernatural power. The place where they prayed was shaken, the Holy Spirit showed up big time, and then they told everybody about Jesus. Now, there's the pattern for aiming all of God's power at your situation, at your need. First, you focus on your big, big God, not your big, big problem. Then you trust him for the big, big things you need. But always put your praise before your pleas, your worship before your request. And when you take a little time to celebrate the awesomeness of the God you belong to, the God you're trusting in, you start to access all those great resources that came with your ticket. You don't have to live the way you've been living. You've got so much to draw on since the day you let Jesus in. So don't wait until you reach your heavenly destination to realize how you could have been living all along.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is pleased to announce a new podcast hosted by Ron's two sons, Doug and Brad Hutchcraft. It's called Go Mad with Doug and Brad. MAD stands for Make a Difference. To find out more, visit hutchcraft.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.